Okay. If we're ready. Other than Braulio.
Oh, we're still here.
We don't have anybody else on.
Yeah, Jim is.
We do?
We do.
Jim is.
Oh, Hanselman's on? Yeah, okay, I see his name. I don't see him, but. Okay, the regular session of the planning commission is in order. And the first order of business is roll call. So, Braulio, are you here?
Braulio's here.
Okay. Commissioner Bear.
Here.
Commissioner Brannigan is here. Commissioner Berman.
Here.
Commissioner Hanselman. I see him.
I saw him a while ago.
Okay, well, he's in the ether.
Heated himself.
He's in the ether. Okay, Commissioner Berman.
Yeah, I was still here.
You're still here?
Still, you haven't left.
Gary East is here.
Here.
And Mr. Updike.
Here.
Is here, okay. First order of business is the approval of the minutes. We have the regular session meeting minutes of December 9th and the work session meeting minutes.
Don't have both. We only have a regular.
Oh, I think that's a typo issue.
Oh, it's a typo, okay. We just have the regular meeting minutes, okay.
Well, I've read the minutes and not found any corrections and would like to move that we approve them as written.
I'll second.
I will make a second.
Okay. Motion was made and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, meeting minutes are approved. Citizens' public comment. A comment form is available. Did anybody fill one in? No, okay. Action items. First action item is item 4A, the annual organizational meeting. Mr. Director.
Yes, this is the time for the Planning Commission to select a chair and vice chair. This needs to be done by motion.
I move that we elect Bill Brannigan as chair of the Planning Commission for 2025.
I will second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Braulio? Aye, okay.
Aye.
Okay. We also have the vice chairman.
You?
I make a motion that we elect Bob Berman as the vice chairman of the Planning Commission.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Braulio. Okay. Braulio said yes.
Aye.
Okay. Take care of that. Public hearings. I need to read the script since we have people here for the legislative hearing on file number 1-AX-24/4-Z-24, South Beach Church property annexation and zoning map designation. This is the time set for a public hearing on a proposal to adopt or amend Newport Municipal Code, Comprehensive Plan, Map Inventories, Land Use Regulations, or other policy documents that affect the entire city or a large portion of it. And this,
I would go with the quasi-judicial script on this one, Bill, if you have it.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Okay. This statement applies to all hearings on the agenda. All testimony and evidence presented toward the request being heard must be directed toward the relevant criteria and the Newport Comprehensive Plan, Newport Municipal Code, or other land use regulations or standards which the speaker believes to apply to the decision. The failure of anyone to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the Planning Commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue will preclude appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, which is known as LUBA, based on that issue. An issue which may be the basis for an appeal to LUBA shall be raised not later than the close of the record at or following this evidentiary hearing. Such issue shall be raised and accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the city decision makers and the parties an adequate opportunity to respond to each issue. The failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the city to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. Prior to the condition of a hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence, arguments, or testimony regarding the application. If such a request is made, then the hearing will be continued to a date certain and schedule set for submittal of additional testimony, a period for parties to respond to the new testimony, and a period whereby the applicant can provide final argument. We do have one member on the Zoom, but since he's a committee member, we don't need to.
We do have a public member on Zoom, Carol Reddick.
Okay, so I need to read an additional Zoom thing here. This meeting is being conducted by Zoom video conference. Before we get started, I'd like to provide staff a moment to identify individuals that have dialed in. Her name was?
Carol Reddick.
Carol Reddick, okay. A few ground rules for Zoom. Individuals wishing to speak should use the raise hand feature, which can be found by clicking on the participants button on the bottom of a computer screen. The raised hand button on the bottom of a smartphone or by dialing *9 on a landline. I will call out the order of testimony in cases where multiple hands are raised. Please keep your microphone muted unless you are speaking. Press *6 to mute and unmute a landline. Persons may participate by video or phone, and we can make the shared screen feature available for those that wish to make a presentation. Information shared with the commission in this manner is part of the record, and a copy of the materials will need to be provided to staff. At this time, I would ask any commission members to disclose any actual or potential financial interest, bias, ex parte contacts, or site visits they may have related to this agenda item.
None.
Okay.
Drive by.
Okay. If anyone present has an objection to the participation of any commissioner or the commission as a whole, please raise that objection now. I don't see any raised hands. Okay. This is a quasi-judicial hearing for the purpose of considering file number 1-AX-24/4-Z-24 South Beach Church property annexation and zoning map designation. The Planning Commission may, at the request of a participant or on its own accord, continue the hearing to a date certain to provide an opportunity for persons to present and rebut new evidence, arguments, or testimony related to the approval criteria. A few announcements before we start. The hearing will proceed in the following order. Staff report, the applicant's testimony, Persons in favor? Persons opposed? Then the applicant has a chance for rebuttal. The record will then be closed for public testimony. The Planning Commission will deliberate, have questions, and come up with a verbal decision. A final order and findings will be prepared for consideration at the next meeting. Okay. Staff report.
Thank you. Derek Tokos, Community Development Director. Just for a point of clarification, this particular type of action is a recommendation to the City Council, and the City Council will need to conduct a public hearing as well. And then the final documents would be prepared for the City Council to act upon. So today you're being asked to make a recommendation to the council on whether or not this annexation and application of the requested zoning satisfies the city standards. So just to confirm for the record, the application before you, filed by South Beach Church, involves the annexation of 2.65 acres of property at the southeast corner of Southeast 40th and US 101. So it also involves amending the city's zoning map to apply zoning to the property, and they've requested a I-1 light industrial zoning designation for the entire property. The property would also, by function of the annexation, require territory to be withdrawn from the Lincoln County Library District, the Newport Rural Fire Protection District, and the Seal Rock Water District. The 2.65 acres to be annexed, 2.32 acres of that is privately owned as tax lot 300, and 0.33 acres is a portion of 40th Street that is adjacent to the site that would be annexed as well. And there was a map included in your packet, which I'm going to bring up right now, that the applicant's representative prepared that shows exactly what those properties are. So this is flipped. So north is that direction. So you'll see here a small portion of 40th would be annexed as part of this, where it's contiguous to the app and creates a clean city line there. And then the bulk of the property that's coming in is what's identified here as parcel A. And the applicant's representative has prepared both the graphic exhibit and the text legal description. The text legal description and the graphic exhibit may be refined before this is all said and done, as we've provided it to the Oregon Department of Revenue, which all annexations have to be submitted to them for preliminary review. So, and they'll take a look at it, but their review's technical. So they may have some comments on, you know, how the distance and bearings are reflected in the legal description, that kind of thing. It's not going to be a material issue. Staff report outlines the criteria that are related to annexations. For an annexation, the standards, or an applicant-initiated annexation, the standards are listed in Section 14.37040 of the city's municipal code. One is that the property owner consents to the annexation, and there's a specific form that had to be filled out to that end, that the property is within our urban growth boundary, and that it's contiguous to the existing city limits. With zoning map amendments, it's that's criteria under 14.36010. It's, you simply are finding that it's public necessity and promotes the general welfare to bring this property into this, into the city. The last standard that I have listed in the staff report is a transportation planning rule. That's OAR 660 Division 120060, which requires we take a look at whether or not there's a significant effect on the existing or planned transportation facilities related to this annexation and the application of the zoning. So I'll touch on each of these criteria here. Our view, they have been met by the applicant. You know, the first is that they have, provided the requisite consent form, that the property is within our urban growth boundary, and that, as their map shows, it is contiguous to the city limits, frankly, right here next to the old abandoned Spruce Production Railroad. So you see the red line right here, that's existing city limits. Property is contiguous to the existing city limits, as is that little portion of Southeast 40th Street. The with respect to the zoning map amendment requirement, that it furthers the public necessity and promotes the general welfare, I put together some analysis in the staff report that addresses that. This is an area where a comprehensive plan map has identified a need for industrial land. There are three zoning designations that can be applied, I-1, I-2, or I-3. Light industrial allows the broadest range of uses as kind of a flex commercial industrial zone, but does not allow some of the heavier industrial uses you'd find in an I-2 or an I-3. The intent language of our zoning code, which I included in here, makes it very clear that I-2 and I-3 zoning designations should be applied in areas that are not near existing residences or other noise-sensitive uses, because the types of uses that are permitted in I-2 and I-3 zones can be pretty significant. Noise generators create vibration, dust, fumes, all the kind of things that if you live in a home in that area, you probably wouldn't appreciate. And so given that we do have a number of homes scattered in and around this area, it'd be reasonable for the commission to find that those designations, the I-2 and I-3, are not suitable for this property. The I-1 would allow both commercial and or industrial. This site, positioned on 101, is got good visibility. We have our comprehensive plan is, notes that we have a pretty significant need for flex industrial, frankly, we have need for vacant commercial land as well. This meets both of those purposes. My suspicion is that the property, is going to stay vacant until we address 40th and 101. As you may be aware, the South Beach Urban Renewal District, that's one of the final projects we have there. We're looking to put a signal at 40th and 101. We are currently going through the warrant evaluation process with the Oregon Department of Transportation. We've had a traffic engineering firm, Lancaster, prepare that intersection control evaluation. They believe that a signal is warranted and that we've met the state's warrants, but we haven't heard yet from ODOT whether or not they agree. But assuming they do, then we'll be able to move to design, and you can expect that within the next couple of years, you'd see a signal at 40th and 101. At that point, this property would be very well positioned for development. The last criteria we have is transportation planning rule. We have to evaluate for whether or not the change is going to have a significant effect on existing or planned transportation facilities. I included the language in the planning rule that says if the use is coming in and is compliant with the existing comprehensive plan map designation, then it is acceptable to assume that it's not having a significant effect on the transportation system, because that area would have already been evaluated for its potential impact with prior planning efforts, basically. You may recall we did a transportation system plan update in 2011 and 2022, and those plans evaluated this property and others that had not yet annexed but are inside our urban growth boundary as industrial sites, and took into consideration the volume and types of traffic that would be coming to and from these properties. And so what we have right now, an arterial roadway that it abuts along 101 and a collector roadway on 40th have already been found to be adequate to serve the needs of this particular site once it's annexed. So with that in mind, the criteria have been satisfied, and our recommendation would be that you pass a favorable recommendation on to the City Council.
Any questions of the director?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This parcel, it appears, is part of the, would be part of the larger urban annexation program that we're working on and needs to be done by the end of the year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't remember the exact proposal, but there was discussion about incentives for property owners under that project to try and get them to agree or to be annexed sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
So this property then would no longer qualify for those incentives if we proceed with this annexation now?
That's hard to say because we haven't made a final decision on what properties would be eligible for that. So it could be structured that that rebate program would be available to any property that's has not yet connected to the sewer system. You know, so we haven't made a decision on that. So I can't tell you yes or no. All I can say is that the applicant is aware of the island annexation project that we have on the books. They just wanted to bring their property in sooner and not wait for that. And that's why they filed their application.
My two cents, I'd like to see them still be eligible.
Okay. We just haven't, the rebate program piece hasn't evolved that far yet.
Right. Okay.
Other questions?
Derek?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Derek, did the applicant explain why they want to annex this property into the city? I mean, we're talking about a church, and now we're talking about industrial land. I don't see confluence there. So what was the goal of the applicant?
Okay. Commissioner, they're going to have an opportunity to share that with you. They're probably in a better position to share their reasoning for why they're bringing this in now or want to bring this property in now than I am. All I can speak to is that the criteria don't require they provide a reason. As long as, you know, they do, you know, do the necessary consent and the property is contiguous to the city limits, they can file their application. There's no requirement that they explain why they want to do it right now.
And my favorite topic going back years, if this land is annexed, what authority would the city have as to that boat?
The boat that's being stored there. Typically, anytime property's annexed into the city, anything that was sitting there, well, it's going to come under the city's rules. So I'd have to look at, nuisance abatement, things of that nature. I'm not entirely certain, Bob. It's not a building. If it was a building, it would be non-conforming. It's just a boat.
Historical.
And the applicant could speak to it. It was my understanding they're looking to get that removed, and they can speak to it.
Okay.
Any other questions of Derek? Okay, not hearing any. Next up is the applicant's testimony. So it's the applicants, please come up. Could be Reverend.
Hi there, microphone.
Yeah, they're on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as usual, state your name.
My name is Luke Frechette. Do you want my address too, or?
City's fine.
City of Newport. Go Cubs. First thing I want to bring up, we weren't going to do this right away, but we are going to donate the boat to the city as our gift to you. Wasn't going to tell you, but you brought it up, so won't be a problem. No, we're excited to bring this into the annexation of the city. When we annexed in our 12 acres on the current project we're working on, we had actually intended on annexing all of the church property. And Derek advised us, he said there is a annexation island project coming soon. So he just gave us counsel, which we took and we're not mad about, that we would just wait for that to happen at a later date. That's why we didn't do it at the beginning. So we would have done this already. I didn't know there was any incentives that come along with those other island pieces that are going to be encouraged to participate and get into the city. If those are available, that'd be awesome, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. One of the reasons, and Braulio, I appreciate your question asking what's our motivation, is right now we're working on finishing our project, and within some of the complexities there is building a relationship with local lenders and banks, and so they want to see what kind of assets the church has, is kind of collateral, and so bringing it into the city is going to increase immediately the value of that land. So that's one of our main motivators, is to really steward the land as fast as we can. We're not in a hurry, but it just made sense to us, knowing that the annexation process is not a quick process necessarily. I don't believe it's complex based on this particular parcel, but that's what motivated us to do this, so we could build a better relationship with the bank.
Do we have any questions?
This is kind of a low-hanging fruit question, but
thank you.
Have the property pins, has the property been surveyed, and have the pins all been located?
Yeah, I think all the pins are visible. Further south, where it would be more important towards the residential area, the pins are visible. Anything else?
You got us stumped. We can't think of any questions.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, you know, and again, I am new at this whole land development game, and seeing some of the pieces in that area that are still in the county, I know that's something that the city wants to, you know, solve, and so we're happy to be one of the first people to exemplify that and get the ball rolling for maybe some of the other landowners. And I really believe that the South Beach Urban Renewal Plan and all the other building and infrastructure and development that's happening is going to be a wonderful thing in South Beach, so we're wanting to be in a position to participate in that.
Was the architect doing a good job for you?
So far, we've retained all of our architects, engineers, and designers. We're happy.
Okay. And have you got any pie-in-the-sky thoughts as to ultimate use of this parcel?
You know, a lot of dreams. We've had a couple people actually approach us and want to buy the land from us outright. The board at South Beach Church has kind of agreed upon a let's just hurry up and wait, because we don't need to sell it, we don't need to develop it, we don't need to lease it. We're in a position where we can just hold on to it. We believe it's a valuable piece. In speaking with some of the development team members here at the city of Newport, they've said that it would be a perfect spot for a fuel station down the road. You know, there's no fuel stations south of the bridge or north of Walport. So if you're asking for pie in the sky dreams, that's one of them for sure. How that's going to happen and when or if, I don't know. So right now we're just holding on to it. No plans. Except for the boat museum. So.
Turn into bed breakfast.
Yeah. We've actively tried to find somebody who's interested in the boat, and there's about six people. One of the most intriguing ones is Hatfield Marine Science Center has mentioned, one of their employees at least, has mentioned that it would be a perfect training piece of equipment that they could have parked somewhere where they could offload boats and get onto it. So it would be dry. It would never see the ocean, but it could be used. And so that would make the most sense, because then you'd avoid a 101, you know, towing thing, and you could bring it on Ferry Slip Road. So we don't know where it's going to happen to the boat, but we have a couple plans. But I think it would look good right next to the Christmas tree. Right out front. I just think the city would like it, so.
I guess not. Okay.
Thank you guys for your time. Anything else?
Does anybody have any questions of Mr. Gross in the back? Apparently not. Okay. Okay, next is persons in favor. Does anybody want to speak in favor of the proposal? Anybody on the Zoom call? Okay. Is there anybody opposed that would like to speak? I don't. Nobody on the Zoom call? Last chance? No? Okay. I assume the applicant will waive the rebuttal. So, at this point, the record is closed for testimony, and the Planning Commission here can deliberate, have questions among themselves, and come up with a verbal decision. So we'll start with our newest member, Mr. Bear.
I don't have any questions.
Were you in favor of this? And you are in favor of this? Okay. Mr. Hanselman has joined us. Have you got the mic on?
Yeah, I hope it's on.
Okay.
Can you hear me say? I'm trying to say something. So I have no issues with the proposal before us.
Okay. And half a world away, Braulio?
I don't have any issues with the proposal, especially given that you want to eliminate these little zoning islands. And so this would be consistent with good public policy.
Okay, thank you.
I'm in favor of it.
Okay. Bob?
I'm also in favor of it. Was going to happen anyway, probably with the island annexation, but it's one less piece to deal with. Absolutely.
Gary?
I'm in favor.
No concerns here.
And I don't have any concerns either.
Well, I move then that we forward this application to the City Council with a recommendation of approval.
I will second that.
Robert seconds it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? I didn't hear any. Okay. Recommendation is approved. Thank you guys for coming.
If I may interject for just a moment, I have one small request for the owners of the boat. While it sits there, would you just simply paint on it the SS Minnow?
I wonder what Derek, is a demolition, dynamite demolition permit expensive?
It's a historic landmark.
It is.
It's been there forever. Okay. Any director comments?
Nope.
We do not have any director comments. Okay. The meeting is adjourned at 7:35.
Nice.
Thank you all. Good.